An FBI manhunt is on for an investment broker from Cleveland. He's accused of swindling as much as $300 million from his clients. The broker moved in the same circles as the people he's charged with conning, getting friendly with rich clients and gaining their trust. Financial experts say it's shocking how long the broker's exploits went undetected, since his alleged scheme was fairly simple. From member station WCPN, Janet Babin reports.
Up until last month, 44-year-old Frank Gordadaria appeared to be at the pinnacle of his success. One of Lehman Brothers' top producing investment brokers in the Midwest, he managed the company's Cleveland office. His children attend private schools. He and his girlfriend split their time between three luxurious homes. Last month, though, Frank Gordadaria mysteriously disappeared, leaving clients and family members dumbfounded. But before he left, sources say he sent the FBI computer disks along with a note describing how he had defrauded wealthy clients for more than a decade. One of his alleged victims is 86-year-old Golda Stout of Elgin, Illinois. Her son Ronald says Gordadaria lavished attention on his mother, sending her flowers and cards and making personal visits before stealing more than $1 million of her money.
My mother is hurt because this person was more than a broker. She felt he was a trusted friend.
The apparent scam worked like this. Gordadaria courted wealthy clients over the years, urging them to invest millions of dollars with him. He made trades with their money and for several years was a top-earning broker, collecting millions in commissions. According to court documents, though, some of his clients allege that he started taking money from their accounts while sending them bogus statements that inflated their earnings. They claim Gordadaria set up fake post office boxes and rerouted the real statements to the sham addresses. In his note to the FBI, published by the Cleveland Plain Dealer, Gordadaria blamed his exploits in part on lax security at Lehman Brothers, stating, "I can hardly believe that I could have done this without detection for so long." Lehman Brothers spokesman Bill Ahern says Gordadaria managed about 300 accounts, adding that as many as 30 of them may have been defrauded. Cleveland State University law professor Patricia McCoy represented auditors of failed savings and loans in the 1980s. She says if true, it's shocking that Gordadaria was able to fleece clients for so many years because outside audits should have caught the discrepancies.
An auditor should recognize a red flag if all of the statements of a particular broker are going either to one P.O. box or to several.
Prominent Cleveland businessman Larry Robinson knows a number of Gordadaria's former clients. He says it's hard to believe they could allow a rogue broker to rip them off for so many years.
There may be some element of when you run a business and you've made a huge amount of money and you sold it, you may think that you're such a great judge of people that you don't have to check them out.
Some Lehman Brothers executives believe that investors should be held accountable to some extent for blindly believing their investments were consistently outpacing the market. It might have been the 86-year-old Illinois investor who caused things to unravel. Golda Stout wanted to check her portfolio online, but said Gordadaria wouldn't permit it. If granted internet access to her portfolio, Stout would know that her broker was falsifying information. Stout's son says he believes that after his mother's request, Gordadaria realized he'd soon be caught. 2 weeks later, he took his passport and vanished. FBI, Justice Department, and Securities and Exchange Commission investigators are all involved in the case. The latest clue appears to be a letter Gordadaria reportedly mailed to his family last week saying he didn't know how to live as a fugitive. For NPR News, I'm Janet Babin in Cleveland.